Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Thanking you for tuning in today. And yes, Apostle Porter will be with you shortly. Sister Diane, I'm opening up for her, and I will begin to pray, trusting that you are enjoying this beautiful day today, just thanking God for waking you up this morning. So we do ask our listeners to touch and agree with us as we begin to pray. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord Father. And we say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Being able to do not just for ourselves, Lord Father God, but for others. Thank you, Lord Father, for waking us up amongst the land of the living and not in judgment, Father. For we know many did not wake up this morning, but standing before you in judgment. Father, we say thank you. Now, Father, we come before you asking you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father. And Father, you know what they're in need of. Father, we thank you for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those that you have already healed, Lord Father, the prayers that you have already answered, Lord. And Father, I know as we're praying, Lord Father, you're answering prayers, Lord Father. And Father, the prayers that you are about to answer, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord. And Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord. So Father, I hold before you Etta Boland right now, Lord Father. Father, touch her right now, Lord Father, that was tested, Lord Father God, for breast cancer. Father, we know nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. So, Father, we come against that cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Every stripe, Lord Father, you took, Lord Father, cancer was one of them, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching her right now, Lord Father. Father God, let her profess out of her mouth and trust in you, Lord Father, that she is healed, Lord Father. And thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Krista Flores, Lord Father, that's in a coma, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that they're in a coma and they can still hear, Lord Father. So, Father, we ask those, Lord Father, that come and visit her right now, Lord Father. Speak life into her right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, if she don't know you as her Lord and Savior, Father, we ask, Lord Father, that someone, Lord Father, speak it into her spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for letting your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch her family right now, Lord Father. Touch her children right now in the name of Jesus. We speak strength, we speak peace, we speak comfort right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Isaac Kennedy, Lord Father. that has pneumonia, Lord Father. We come against that pneumonia right now, Lord Father. You say, by your stripes we are healed. Father God, touch, Lord Father God, those lungs right now. Father, touch his immune system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we know, Lord Father God, that it is not too hard for you, Lord Father. Dry up that fluid, Lord Father God, around his lungs right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, if he too don't know you as his Lord and Savior, Lord Father, may someone guide him, Lord Father God, in this time, Lord Father God, that he can call upon you, Lord Father, letting him know, Lord Father God, that you are a healer right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, I hold before you Mr. Johnson, Lord Father, that suffered a stroke, Father God, and lost his speech. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, as he go through, Lord Father God, speech therapy right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen him, Lord Father. Father God, touch, Lord Father, his body right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to every muscle, every bone, every ligament, every cell in his body. And we say, body, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord. Father, we hold before you Lisa Bastone, Lord Father. Father, that was diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, you have touched, Lord Father God, Tracy, Lord. Father, we thank you for her healing, Lord. Father, you have touched, Lord Father, Elder Bolden, Mom, right now, Lord Father. Father, those that was diagnosed, Lord Father, with COVID-19, and you touched their bodies, Lord Father. So, Father, we hold before you Lisa right now, Lord Father, knowing that she is no exception, Lord Father. And, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing, Lord. Father, we speak to that immune system right now, and we say, immune system, be healed right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Keep her mind, Lord Father God, stay upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you DJ, Lord Father, that is suffering a rare case, Lord Father God, of psoriasis all over his body, Lord Father. Father God, touch him right now, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, he has given up on you, Lord Father, but we have not given up on him, Lord Father, coming back to you, Lord Father. So, Father, we speak, Lord Father God, for his salvation right now, Lord Father. Father, we speak to his mind and we plead the blood of Jesus over his mind right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, that he remember, Lord Father, all that you have brought him through. And this is not too hard for you, Lord Father. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Troy, Lord Father. Father, we ask you to continue to touch him and heal his body, Lord Father. And Father, is he about to go into surgery, Lord Father, tomorrow? Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to be that surgeon, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you and glorifying you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Agnes Townsend, Lord Father. Father, as she too asks for prayer, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you know what she is in need of, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you for bringing her through right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Philip Beretta right now, Lord Father, as we pray for his salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, let him call upon you, Lord Father, trusting in you, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father God, that he is loved, Lord Father, and he is not alone. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we surround him with peace, love, joy and happiness, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you to touch our listeners right now, Lord. Father, those, Lord Father, that are listening to us now and that would listen at a later date, Father, you know what they're in need of. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, for being the way maker for them, Lord Father. We thanking you right now for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled right now, Lord Father. We continue to plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, over our neighborhoods right now. Father, our going out and our coming in. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord Father God, over their jobs right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this radio broadcast, thanking you, Lord Father God, for allowing it to hit many nations, Lord Father God, not just this. Father, and we say thank you, Lord. Father, as they hear the broadcast, we thank you for the right now word that they're in need of. And Father, we thank you for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. As we cancel every assignment, Lord Father, was sent towards this broadcast, anyone listening or speaking in this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we say have free course. We welcome you right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for healing and deliverance being upon this airways today. Father, give us the ear to hear and the heart to receive the word. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and my bishop right now, Lord Father. It's you increasing them, Lord Father. Thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for using them to bring forth this word right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for Sister Diane, and amen. And as Apostle often say, amen, if you didn't hear your name, amen, you didn't call us and tell us, amen. Lord, to put your name on the prayer list, amen. As we ever needed to pray, it's praying time now, amen. Man, Jesus said that man shall always pray and not faint. Man, and that faint means don't quit, don't stop, don't give up. Man, it's praying time with so much going on. We have challenges on every hand when we look, amen. There's trouble everywhere. Am I right? Praise the Lord, but we thank God, amen, for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, for every problem and situation in our lives, man, our Lord have a promise for us, and I'm glad about that today, man. I'm going to give you a little thought, amen, for today, and it says this: the best travelers on the highway of life are more interested in finding new friends than in seeing new sights. I'm going to read that again. The best travelers on the highway of life are more interested in finding new friends than in seeing new light. Amen. Take heed, amen, to that little thought, amen, for the day. Praise God. Amen. God is able. Am I right? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are here. You are here. And we just want to thank God for each and every one of you. Praise God that is listening. Praise God. Whatever means you may be listening to or on today, man, we just thank God for each and every one of you. We just thank God for your donations. Praise God what you have done for us financially, oh God. And we just thank God for how you are blessed apostle, amen, for a birthday. You know, we just thank God, amen. Oh, I tell you, we are better than blessed, praise God. And you know, when you bless God's people, amen, you cannot be God-given. The more that you give, they say, the more he'll give back to you. Praise the Lord. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, amen. Are you ready for a word? Amen. If there is a word from the Lord, amen. I thank God. Amen. All right. If you have your Bibles and you want to go along with us, let's go to the book of Songs. And the 63rd Psalm, Psalm 63, praise the Lord. Psalm 63, praise God. Amen. And what we're going to talk about, amen, leaving you a little text subject on today, thirsty for God. Have anybody, amen, been thirsty for God? Amen. Somebody, amen, I'm talking to today, man, is thirsty right now. Praise God. Amen. And there's nothing wrong, amen, being thirsty, amen, for our Lord and Savior. That's the one to be thirsty for. Am I right? Man, we are thirsty for a whole lot of other things, amen. But when we get thirsty, amen, for our God, amen, all he will, amen, turn to you and I, amen, because he said if we draw nigh, amen, to him, he will draw nigh to us. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you're trying to give you time to get your Bible and turn to the book of Songs in Psalm 63, and this is a song of David, a man after God's own heart, and when he was in the wilderness of Judea, praise God. Anybody ever been there in the wilderness all by yourself? Seemed like you're all alone, praise God. You know, it's like family done left you, friends done forsake you, praise God. But, oh, I thank God for our Lord and Savior. When he said that I would never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always. Am I right? Praise the Lord. And you'll find these words in Psalm 63 and verse number 1. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsty for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hand in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wing will I rejoice. And I'm going to stop at the 8th verse. My soul follow hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. This is a song of David. And as I was thinking on this song, amen, the song of David, David probably was writing this song, 61, 62, and 63, almost coincide together. They almost go hand in hand. And it probably was written when David was seeking refuge, you know, from Absalom. His enemy was pressing down on him to try to take him out. Praise God. And David wrote, said, my soul is thirsty. That's what he say now, for thee, in a dry and a weary land where there is no water. Now, this is 2-4. When we want water and we thirsty, praise God. But here, David is talking, amen, he's talking a spiritual thirst. He needed God. He needed a God, amen, that can bring him out. Man, have you ever been there? His enemy was pressing in on him, and he began to wonder, had God had forgot about him? Praise the Lord. Amen. Have you ever prayed and you're in trouble, and like the more you pray, you don't feel like you're getting in contact with God. Even your emotions, you're not getting in contact with the true and the living God. Praise God. Like the more you pray, the further he's out of touch. Have you ever been there? Just asking you a question, you know. I believe from time to time we through our pilgrim walk, amen, we have got there and been there, praise God. But we know, amen, that he will come because he say, I never leave you nor forsake you. And he is the on-time God. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. See, he may not come when we call him. We often say, but he's always, what, on time. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Now, David Payne, praise God, was began to be unbearable in that wilderness. And the more, amen, that he began to seek God's face, praise God, he felt distant. This is what I'm talking about, praise God. You want to hear it, amen, when you're in the wilderness all by yourself. Come on now, praise God. With this coronavirus, praise God, I mean, this thing is serious, praise God. And if we ever need to stay intact, in contact with our true and living God, it's time now. Man, not only for ourselves, but for our families, praise God, for all those that are around us, those that we love, praise God. Am I right? Huh? This virus is don't have no name on it. It's God. It's attacking everywhere, to the greatest all the way down to the least. So we have to be mindful. So we may feel now that we are in a wilderness all by ourselves. Now, just as a physical thirst, amen, for our bodies are telling us that we need water, inside, that's what we do. We go drink. Am I right? David probably didn't have any water where he was in a dry and a weary land. Praise God. But now let's turn it around. Praise God. It was 2-4 here on David. Praise God. Not only did he was in a dry and a weary land, also, man, he was also seeking for a thirst, a spiritual thirst. And only God can quench that thirst. That's for somebody. Praise God. Man, you done tried everything else. Amen. You done, amen, talked to everyone else. But now, amen, today is the day that you can talk to the true and the living God. Praise God. Man, that's why it's good not to put off, amen, today for tomorrow. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to call on the true and the living God. And you know what? The word of God say when, amen, that your ways please the Lord, he said he'll make even your enemies be at peace with you. Praise the Lord. See? You know what I thank God for that he don't have to stop nothing that we're going through, but he give us the strength, praise the Lord, to come through it. Am I right? Oh, praise God. He always have a way that is mighty sweet to always bring us out, to bring us in to something better. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hiding from his enemies in the barren wilderness, David, of Judah, David was intensely lonely. Huh? You ever been lonely? People all around you, but you're still lonely. Like you're on an island all by yourself. Yeah? You know, that's your hard life. You can't live that way. That's why he put us down here together. Amen. To help one another. Amen. To feel about each other. Praise God. Come on now. See? You may be in that lonely state, and this is where David was, and he was intensely lonely. He longed for a friend. See? You may be the black sheep of the family, but thank God, amen, what a friend we have in Jesus. Ain't you glad about that? Oh, that's enough to make you shout right there. Why? Because he paid it all. All to him we owe. sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. And he loved you. If don't nobody else love you, Jesus loved you. So David, he longed for a friend. Praise God. Oh, he's always right there. Praise God. He longing for a friend that he could trust. See? When the enemy pressing down on him, he out in a place where no water is, in a dry and weary land. Praise God. He was in a bad position there. But how many know that God is able to turn a negative into a positive? He can turn that bad situation and make some good out of it. Am I right? See, he can do great things, and he's doing great things even as I speak, praise God, because he knows what each and every one of us need before we ask. But you know what his word said? He said ask, praise God. He said, but now when you ask, don't ask to miss, because that means in doubt and unbelief. If you want, amen, God to move in our lives, praise God, when you're in that lonely state, amen, you got to believe, amen, in the true and the living God that he'll do just what he say. And he's doing great things now. That's why he says his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. All praise the Lord. No wonder now he was crying out. Why? Because he's lonely. He don't have no water to drink. He's in a dry and weary land. See? You need a friend. But, oh, David had one good thing. He began to call on the name of the Lord. See? Here it is. Oh, God, my soul thirsteth for you. Y'all see that? That's all you got to do. Got to do is cry out. Oh, God, my soul. See, notice he say my. He made it personal, didn't he? He's out there by himself. He didn't have nobody else around him. In a dry and weary land. See, enemies pressing down on him. See? But how many know that we always have more fighting for us than against us? And when the battle get too hot, he won't send no angel. He'll come himself. Am I right? If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Praise God. It may be dark now in your life. You may be lonely. You may feel like you don't have no friends. People talking about you, scandalizing you, calling you everything but the child of God. But he's able to turn that negative into a positive. He can turn that bad situation and make some good out of it. He is moving even as I speak, because he says his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases if you trust him. Man, trust the Lord, and he'll make everything all right. But let's notice how David did here. Oh, God, my soul. Y'all see that? My soul thirsts for you. See? Can you make it personal? Whatever you need, you believe that God got it? He have it. He have always had it. See? He's waiting on you and I to turn to him. And if you turn to him, he say he will in no wise cast us out. Am I right? See? So for every problem that you say that I don't know how, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to make it, God have a promise for us. Praise the Lord. See, he was in this land was posh. You know how hot it's been now? That's how posh is. Now, that's a bad situation to be in that dry and weary land. No water, both physically and spiritually. Praise the Lord. And a weary land on top of it. If you are lonely or thirsty for something lasting in your life, remember David's prayer. We talked about it on last night. Prayer is the key, but it's faith that unlocked the door. This is a faith walk. Trust in God when it's dark, when it's weary, when it's dreary. See? like you don't see no way out. And the Lord always have a way that is mighty sweet to bring you out. He always, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We cannot figure this thing out. He can take the little simpler things to confront the wise. He will turn it around. Behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Praise God. Amen. Somebody's being encouraged right now. Why? Because you're hearing what thus saith the Lord. The word of God is all right by itself. Praise God. Amen. Ain't God good? And he's good all the time. We got to remember, amen, what is the key? And it's prayer. Prayer is the key. Am I right? All praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Prayer is the key. Amen. I double dare you, amen, to ask. He said, anything you ask the Father in my name, he said he'll do it. Praise God. Yeah, he'll do it. Praise God. He will destroy yokes on your behalf. Praise God. He will supply your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Am I right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Have some. All right. Praise God. Amen. But don't be ashamed. Praise God. If you feel like you need to call in, call in. Amen. This is why we're here. Praise God. Just don't sit there. Praise God. And know. And prayer changed things. It changed David's situation here. See? Amen. He was in a bad dilemma. We talked about it on last night, dealing with uncertainty. Man, when you get there, man, you need help. God is our help. Praise God. He is our deliverer. Praise God. Some things, amen, nobody can bring you out but God. You know it's bad when money can't do it. Come help me now. Come on now. See? Am I right? When money can't do it, if money could heal this coronavirus, it'd have been gone. But money can't do it. Am I right? All the millions, all the thousands cannot do it. But our Lord and Savior have the answer. Praise God. Amen. And see, that's what David done. And if you look at the pioneers in the Bible, that's what they done. That's what Jehoshaphat done when the enemy was pressing down on him. Praise God. He went to God and got an answer for a whole nation. Praise God. It turned around on their behalf. But you have to follow the instructions. You have to follow the directions. Praise God. And it was very simple. They didn't have to shoot no bone arrow. They didn't have to throw down spear. All they had to do, amen, was just go out. The praise team. And look what happened. See? See? When praises go up, what we say? Blessing come down. Am I right? See? And it's the same. It hadn't changed. He's the same God. And that's what we say. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. And he's on the move right now. See? He's on the move. Praise God. So that prayer is powerful. And it's not how long you pray, but it's how strong. It's not the length. But it's the strength. Lord, have mercy. It's a prayer. Man, prayer is the intent of your heart. That's what God looks on. God look on the intent of your heart. He say, I searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of each and every one of our spirits. Praise God. And I'm glad about it today that we serve our own knowing on our present God. He's everywhere all at the same time. He's right there. So don't be ashamed, amen, to call. Don't be ashamed, amen, to say, I need prayer, amen. He said, wait, two touching and agreeing on anything on this earth. He said, he'll do it for us. Praise God. And that's what we are here for. We're here to touch and agree, amen, to pray, amen, that God would move on our behalf and destroy yokes, amen. Or you may have somebody, amen, that you want to, amen, even pray for. You know, a lot of times God moves quicker on our behalf when we forget about our trouble and pray for somebody else's situation. Am I right? See? God alone can satisfy our deepest problem. God alone. That's why you and me and the Lord is a majority. What you mean by that, Bishop? I'm going to tell you. He said, then he said, well, there's two or three gathered together in his name, there he'll be where? There, see? See, and let me tell you about the crowd. Let me tell you about the crowd. Long as he was healing the crowd, long as he fed the crowd, but then Jesus stole away. He went to the mountain, and they came following him after he fed took two fish and five barley loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men, women, and children. Then they're going to make our Lord and Savior a king. How you going to make him make the Lord something he already is? He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the hope of glory. He's in us all and through us all. He know who he is. Am I right? And the Lord said, y'all want me? They said, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He said, okay, you got to drink my blood and eat my flesh. They began to leave so fast. The Lord looked back at Peter, James, and John and said, are y'all going to leave me also? See, when you, long as people are getting material blessing, everything is all right. See? But, oh, when we spiritual things, when it's time now to come out from among them and be separated, the Lord said, then I'll be your God and you'll be his sons and daughters, and people leave the church. No, don't get quiet on me now. Don't hang up. Don't. Come on now. Am I right? See? So this is what's going on. And they left so fast. He looked back at Peter, James, and said, are y'all going to leave me also? They said, where are we going? Say, you have the word to eternal life. So even though you may feel like you're in the wilderness, like David, man, all alone by yourself, you're never alone. Praise God. Thank God, amen, that we serve a God that is on our side. And we have a promise, knowing that he's always there. And I say again, for every problem in our lives, he have a promise for us. Lord, I bless the Lord. He's doing great things. He's doing great things. And he's doing it now. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower part of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be portion for the foxes. You see what David said? Why? Because he know that he has some help. And his help comes from above. See? We got help today. We got that promise that he will be with us. Praise God. As long as we stay up under the blood, we stay up under the blood. Praise God. Everything will be all right. But the king should rejoice in God, and everyone that swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak a lie shall be stopped. Y'all see that? See? Let them keep on with lies. See? The truth going to stand with a lie fall every time. I don't care how long they don't. Why? Because you have a God. See? I thank God, amen. He said, let every man be a lie, every devil in hell be a lie, but God's word be true. Now, we can stand on that. That's a promise. It's time out now for holding on, but we can stand. And he said, after you have done all the stand, Paul said, he said, stand. So we serve a risen Savior, and he is God of the living and not the dead. I'm glad about it today, that he's always there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ain't God good? And he's good all the time? And all the time God is good? And all praise the Lord. Amen. So now you can come out of the wilderness. You can come out. See? Just don't sit there and have no pity party, feeling sorry for yourself. Twiddling your fingers. Don't nobody love me. I'm out here all by myself. You're not by yourself. Amen. Hey. Why you got your head down, twiddling your fingers? Tell me where in the Word of God you find that. When he say, twiddle your fingers and hold your head down and have pity party. One thing I know, that God is not going to get in no pity party with you now. But if you want God to move on your behalf like he did David, you got to look to the hills. From whence come in your help? And all our help come from the Lord, which made the what? Heaven and made the what? Earth. See? Now, Jeremiah 29:13 says this, and you shall seek me and you find me when you shall search with all of your heart. Don't you think that's what David did? Out there in that weary, in dry land, thirsty, both physically and spiritually. See? If you seek the Lord, the Bible says he shall be found. Okay? You, amen, that is on the Lord's side, that's what you had to do. That's what I had to do. It plain to tell us that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. He will, amen. Amen. If you call him out of a few hearts. Amen. There's nothing wrong with calling on the name of the Lord. Tell me there's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance. There's healing. Whatever we need is in the name of Jesus. Huh? Come on, somebody. Praise God. What you talking about, Bishop? I'm not talking about a religion here. That's what's wrong. It's a lot of folk in religion. And I'm not talking about no denomination either. I'm talking about a relationship between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A commitment to him. Praise God. Oh, he loved you today. And he's always there with outstretched arms. Praise God. You shall seek me. And he said, you'll find him. But you got to seek his face. How do you seek? That seek means serious. Come on now. You got to get down to some business, serious business. Huh? You ever lost some money? You get serious then, don't you? And it's funny how, boy, you done lost that money. Can't nobody get your attention. Okay, how much time they call you? Huh? You done lost that money. I mean, some big money. You tap the whole house. So as it is the natural, the same in the spirit. And it's funny, you get serious then. You don't want to talk. But when you find it, oh, here comes some joy. Praise the Lord. I guess you same thing God did, don't you? Come on now. Come on, be honest with you. You know, yo, praise the Lord. I found my money. And you know what? It'd be right down in your nose. It done made you tap the whole house. You done hid the money from yourself. You know what? Come on now, you know that's what you do. And I forgot where you done hit it. And that's bad when you look all over the house and then you got it on you. Huh? I did that one time. You know, God got a sense of humor. I was getting ready to go to church. And I was in when I was living in Virginia. And I got all dressed and I'm walking around looking for my glasses. So I asked my granddaughter, she was sitting on the sofa there. I said, "Why don't you see my granddaddy's glasses?" And she looked up and she bust out and went to laughing. She said, "What you laughing about?" She said, Grandma, granddaddy looking for his glasses and he got them on. I said, "Oh, Lord." to you. Anybody out there ever done that? See? So I was serious. I was just looking for them. I'm going all through the house looking for my glasses. Well, we got another person here looking for some keys, and guess where they were? In the refrigerator. See, so hey, come on, y'all. Hey, we human. We human. But I guarantee you, when you lose something like that, you get serious about it, don't you? So that seek means serious. That's what it means. See, so you should seek me, and you'll find it. And you'll get serious about it. And when you shall search for me with all your what? Heart. That's the key. Confess with your mouth that you believe in your heart, amen, that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, because there is no God like him. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he's doing great things. He's on the move. That's right. He's always there. Amen. He said, I never leave you, not forsake you. He's always there. See? Come out of that lonely state. Praise God. Amen. I'm reminded about Mephibosheth, that he had lost, man, he had lost everything. His daddy, praise God, Jonathan, his granddaddy, King Saul, all his inheritance was gone. 5 years old, nothing but a baby. And his maid picked him up and was running with him because they had got the bad news from Jezreel. And she slipped and fell. And the little prince got hurt so bad, his legs was, he was crippled from his feet all the way up to his knees. And he grew up where he couldn't play with the rest of the children. See? And she took him to a place called Lo-Luba. And that's a town, a city, a pity. See what I'm talking about? Feeling sorry for yourself. He grew up there. And over 20-some-odd years, but like David was seeking for a friend here in the dry and weary land, he was lonely, didn't have nobody. He had to call on the Lord. Enemies coming down on him. And one thing about David, he had a God. He had a heart, amen, for his friend. His friend was gone. Even if his friend daddy wanted to kill him also, but he never forgot his covenant that he made with his friend. What about you? Have you ever made a promise with a friend? Could you keep it? Come on now. Huh? And they're in desperate need. They need help. We talking about thirsty for God. And David, after 20-some-odd years, one day he asked, is there anyone left in the house of Saul? There's always somebody knows something about you. Come on now. A whole lot of folk may be dead in your family, but there's always somebody knows something about you and about your family. Ain't you glad about that? And you say, there's yet one. Told he yet have a son. He say, where is that boy? I've been looking for him. All David asked. And he say, he's down in Lo-Luba. Town of pity, feeling sorry for himself. He said, go fetch him. Go get him. I want him because I got a seat for him at the king at my table. See what God is saying to you? When you're thirsty for God, he'll bring you out. When you call on him, when you seek him, see, he had the seat preserved for you, waiting on you. All you got to do is come and eat at the king table. And that's what David said. See, you don't be afraid. I'm not gonna do you no harm. I'm here to be a help and not a hindrance. All praise God. Now that's a friend. Now even though his legs never got straightened out, but he got blessed. He got better than blessed. Mephibosheth did. You see that? What God will do for you. It may be bleak looking now, but God got a miracle with your name on it. Help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. He will do it. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. All praise the Lord. He will do it. I thank God, amen, for how he yet, amen, is God. Praise the Lord. That's right. He did it for Mephibosheth. He said, you're going to eat at my table continuously, not for just 1 week, not for just a month, but continuously. Now, you know, if you go and read that story, that's over in 2 Samuel, also chapter 4, you'll find that they went behind Mephibosheth's back, and they tried to convince David that Mephibosheth was trying to take, praise God, his kingdom. Ain't that something? See how the enemy do? See, when you're being blessed, you know, come out from a pity party, you know, come out from the city of loneliness. See? Now the enemy want to try to take you back. See? Jesus said in St. John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But he did not stop there. Read it. He said, but I come, where you may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. You sometimes, come on, help me somebody. Sometimes we can't even defend ourselves. Mephibosheth didn't even try to defend himself, even though he could have proved that it was a lie. See that? And we just read it over in the 63rd song, didn't it? On the last verse, see? The mouth of lies should be what? Stop. He didn't even try. Prove that it was a lie. That's right. But yet God blessed him. See? Because David, man, had that insight and foresight to see what the enemy was trying to do. Praise the Lord. Thank God for a man after God on heart. Praise God. Man. If God promised it, you're able to fulfill it. He'll do it for you. And he's doing it now for somebody. Somebody. Man. He's increasing your faith. Amen. Because you're taking time and listening. Amen. And faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. God is praise the Lord. He's moving for you. Amen. See, so great things will always happen. Amen. When we take time out. Amen. And acknowledge our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So when you get thirsty for God, the key is to pray. Call on his holy name. Amen. He already know what the situation is. But there's nothing wrong with putting him in remembrance. Come on now. You put him in remembrance, and he will bring you out of the wilderness. That's right. But you're never alone. I say that. You are never alone. Praise God. He's always there. And I thank God for it today, praise God, that he's always there, praise God. Do you trust him today? Amen. Do you trust him? Verse 14 in Jeremiah 29 and 14, he said, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. See that? And I will gather you from all the nations. And from all the place where I have driven you, said the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place from whither I caused you to be carried away in captivity, in captive. See? He'll gather you. He'll gather you. He won't leave you, as the world say, hanging. He won't leave you out there. Nope. Why? Because you belong to him. And the word of God say, you know, is bother one of his least ones, pile a millstone round your neck and be cast in the depths of the sea, than to bother with one of his least ones. That's the love that he has for you and I, for his people, for them that knows him. Praise God. And he said, I never leave you, not forsake you. I'll be with you. And if he spoke it, he able to perform it. I bless the Lord today for his goodness, for his loving kindness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the more you praise him, do you know, the more he'll bless you. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Now, David, praise God, his prayer and many of the pioneers of the Bible, this is what they've done. They went to the Lord in prayer, praise God, and talked to the Lord. See, we got a promise now for this coronavirus. If our nation, amen, will come together, amen, as one, praise God. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and do what? Pray. Seek my face. See? It's something about that seeking the Lord's face. We got to get serious about it. See? Seek his face and turn from your wicked way. He said, then he'll hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sin, and he'll heal the land. We don't have to worry about trying to get a shot for the coronavirus. The Lord already have the answer. See? Am I right? See, he had it. Do you believe that today? Now watch this. Now my eyes should be open and my ears attending unto the prayer that is made in this place. You're talking about the church. But now since everybody on the same playing field, amen, we can come together for just have a national day of prayer. See? They had it for 9/11 when them planes hit the Twin Towers. Why we can't have a national day of prayer now? What's wrong with a few hours? Of praying. See? And I guarantee you God will move on our behalf. So much uncertainty going on right now with all these situations now. They got so a whole lot of stuff on the table. Why are we making God the last resort? And I'm not saying people not praying, but I'm talking about coming together nationally for our nation, from the east, west, north, and the south. Not one group over here, one group over there. One group on this prayer line, another group on their prayer line. Come together. Well, there's unity, there's strength. To call on the name of the Lord. Unity is something about unity, about oneness that God honors. See, well, there's unity, there's what? Strength. He wants us to be one, as him and his Father is one. He left it on record. Praise God. So why can't we be one? Am I right? Why can't we, amen, do what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did? Follow his example. Praise God. Why can't we do that? Now let me say this. See, Jesus had to pray. What about you and what about me? Come on now. Now, he's God Almighty in a fleshly body like you and I when he walked on this earth. When it gets all kind of temptation, just like we are tempted. But guess what? When he wasn't preaching or teaching the people or healing them, he stole away in prayer, talking to his Father. You have a prayer time? We have one at 11 o'clock. People say, well, that's too late. I'll be asleep. 12 o'clock, you'll be at lunch. You're going to eat your lunch. in the morning? Do you pray when your feet hit the floor? So when are you going to have the time to pray? We have to take time out to pray, to call on the Lord. Praise God. Huh? These words speak Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, thy hour has come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. See how he prayed? As thou hast given him power over all flesh. Now, who got to see what I'm saying? See who got the power over all flesh? It ain't Buddha. Help me. It ain't Sun Yat Moon. It ain't Joseph Smith. It ain't Muhammad. I'm sorry. Hello? Somebody calling on the wrong God. Huh? It ain't Hare Krishna. Jesus. If you got your Bible, open it up. It should be in red writing. That means Jesus is doing the talking. See? When we read our Bible, we need to know who's doing the talking, who we're talking to, and what time period. And here's our Lord on the earth talking to his heavenly Father. He said, I come to do the will of my Father. He didn't come on his own. So he can't be Jesus only. Every man born got a father. He said, over power, over how much flesh? All. See that? That he shall give eternal life. Now, do you want eternal life? See? Because you're going to die. You ain't got to die from no coronavirus, but you're going to leave here. What you mean? I mean, the Bible says it's appointed for every man. Huh? It's appointed for every man. Death. And after death, going to be the what? Judgment. Help me? Huh? That's every man. High, high low, high rich, high poor. Huh? Color, creed, nationality, whatever. That he shall give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. You on the Lord's side today? See? You got eternal life. You'll live again. It is life after death. Praise the Lord. It is life after death if you are in Jesus Christ. Spiritually. Huh? But if you don't know Christ, you are separated from God. See? You're on dangerous ground. You are condemned already. Praise God. But today can be your day. See? Stop dibbing and dabbing and going this and doing that and over there and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He paid it all. He did it for you and I. He took our place. Praise God. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Y'all see that? He was sent. He didn't come on his own. He was sent. Praise God. That's why he's God the Father, he's God the Son, and he's God blessed the Holy Spirit. All wrapped up in one. People trying to decipher that. You can't figure God out with your intellect. Come on, somebody. He is God. See? How you going to figure God out? He's God all by himself. And besides him, there is no other. Verse 4 says, I have glorified thee on the earth. Watch what Jesus said now. I have finished the work which thou given me to do. See, now he done paid it all. See? So why are you still trying to figure out if I'm in the right thing? Yeah, you're in the right thing. Did you read your Bible? What did the book say? He said he finished the work that his Father sent him to do. He opened up blinded eyes. He raised the dead. He cleaned the leprosy. That was the three signs that no man can do before Jesus come. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Ghost. See, that's enough right there to, when you're thirsty for God, to bring you out of the wilderness, out that dry and weary land. Your soul got to get thirsty. Your soul thirsted today? Come on now. Your soul got to get thirsty for the Lord. He said, if you seek, you shall find. I just showed that to you. Huh? See, when you start seeking him, praise God, man, he'll draw nigh to you. He know when you are seeking him. He know when you get serious. We talked about that. You lose some money. You get serious. I guarantee you get serious then. We talked about that. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Turn that around spiritually and get serious, down to some serious business. And I guarantee you, he'll step right in the midst of your loneliness. And he'll give you, amen, he'll quench that thirst. Praise God. People try to fill that thirst with drugs, alcohol, beer, sex, everything else. But that just satisfy for a moment. When you wake up in the morning with that hangover, you got a headache and that problem's still there. Then you hurt, you're sick, then you got ulcers and everything else. See, the devil don't care how he kill you, long as he kill you. Come on now. I know I'm right about it. He'll take you out. He'll have you enjoying yourself and killing you all at the same time. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Am I right? Man. So it's time for us to open up our blinded eyes, unstop our deaf ears, and hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. God is speaking. Amen. Today, praise God. And if that's you, praise God, he say, behold, he stand at the door and knock. What he talking about? What door? The door of your heart. He said, and if any man open up, he'll come in and he'll sit with you, and you with him. See? He want to sit with you. He'll talk to you, have a conversation with you, communicate with you. See? That's a good thing when you can talk to the Lord, see, and then keep quiet and let him speak to you with that small, still voice. Oh, praise the Lord. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. See that? And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He was always there. You say, Father, let us is plural, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. All praise the Lord. Jesus was there all the time. Ain't you glad about that today? See, you're serving a true and risen Savior. He's God. Separated yourself from the Godhead. Came down into a low world. Praise God. What is man that he's so mindful of him? Look at the love that he has for you and I. He loves us today. Praise God. And you know why we can't love one another? Huh? Come on now. Why we can't do that? Huh? We don't always have to, don't have to agree. But can we disagree without being so disagreeable and falling all out and mad and fussing and fighting, don't want to fellowship and love and be each other and pain? I do believe in my heart that it grieves God hard and his flesh come afresh when he see that. And now what more can he do? Come on, y'all. 6, say, I have manifest thy name unto the men, talking about his disciples, which thou gavest me out of the world. See, thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. All right? Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are thine. See, for I have given unto them the words which thou hast given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. See? Do you believe that today? That God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son? See, that's the key. You see that? See, it's simple. It ain't so hard. Don't try to figure it out. The key is accepting it. Believing me, receiving it. Accept the word is what if he said it, believe it. Did not he say all things are possible if you only believe? Simple. Y'all see that? See how good God is? They believed it. They asked him a lot of times, where you come from? He said, I came out from God. But they thought that because of Joseph and Mary, they thought he was just a regular carpenter. Yeah. On the earth, that's what it was. But he was God in the flesh. See? Praise the Lord. Verse 9 says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Now I say again, if Jesus had, now he's praying for his disciples here, but then he didn't stop there. That's why we can make it. What you mean we can make it? Because Jesus prayed the prayer. And I'm going to show you here. If he hadn't prayed the prayer, we'd have been in trouble. Don't say, oh, I can't make it. You can make it. You thirsty for God. You in that dry, in that wilderness, in that dry and weary land. See, wherever you may be, you may not be in the wilderness, but you're in a state of depressed, or anxiety, or whatever you're going through. Bills not meeting, can't meet your bills, or whatever the situation you may be facing. It may be a health problem or whatever. See? I pray for them. I pray not for the world. See, the world in trouble. You see what I'm saying? You see why the world needs Jesus? You see why the coronavirus still rapid? Y'all with me? Help me, somebody. Huh? Look at it. It's in plain as your nose on your face. In St. John chapter 17, verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Y'all see that? Now, Jesus said he ain't praying for the world, and he made the world. But for them which thou hast given me, if you have accepted Jesus Christ, he loves you. He going to take care of you. For they are thine. You belong to him. And say, who's in his hand, no one can pluck them out. And all mine are thine. Look what he say, all mine are thine. Jesus mean what he say. And thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. See? That's why we praise him. That's why we lift him up. That's why we magnify his name. For the great things he had done for us spiritually in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And now I am no more in the world. See that? But these are in the world. And I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thy own name. See how we kept? Through Jesus Christ. God the Father, keep us. Those whom thou hast given me, that they be one as we are. Y'all see that? See? See how good God is? While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou hast given me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the Son of Redemption, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Judas was born to go to hell. That don't have to be you. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, not you and I. 13, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. See where your joy come from? Unspeakable joy. It come from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. You see why the world don't like us? Here come them Jesus. Here they come with that Jesus stuff. Don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Right? Even as I'm not of the world. Because we're not of the world, but we're in it. But we're not of it. Am I right? I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. See how we kept from evil? Through the Holy Ghost, what he sent back. We need to send it back to glory. Y'all see that? Are y'all with me? They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. See? Sanctify them through thy truth. That word is what? True. See? The word of God is true all by itself. You don't need no add, no taking away. It's all right by itself. When you read it, that's God speaking to you. God speaks three ways. Through his ministers, a small, still voice, and through his word when you read it. Speaking now. Through the word of God. Take heed. You can get out of that willingness or that loneliness, whatever you may be going through. See? Hold your head up. Be encouraged. The sun will shine. Behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Praise the Lord. He's able today. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Now here he bring us in verse 20, if y'all with me here. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. See? As many as we witness to, we testify about Jesus Christ, and people accept it. They come in. That's why it's good to talk about the Lord Jesus, his holy name. Praise God. And don't be ashamed of the gospel, because it's power unto salvation to all that believe in the matchless name of Jesus. He is all right. The question was asked, what's the matter with Jesus? Somebody said, he's all right. Come on, somebody. Said, what manner of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. He's powerful. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Oh, praise God. What a mighty God we serve. He's able today. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is. You know he's heavy load, Sheriff. Say his yoke is easy, his burdens are light. He said, I will put no more on you than you can bear. You don't believe that? You got to believe God for his word. See? Say he'll put no more on you than you can bear. If it's on you, you can bear. Because he done spoke it. Now, help me somebody. Praise the Lord. You ain't gone yet. You still got air in your lungs. You're still breathing. Somebody, you can make it if you're breathing. You can make it. Praise the Lord. You can make it. Praise God. It's always a brighter day. Praise God. We're living now at a time that you got to take it one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 second at a time. Praise God. Step by step, we'll make this journey. Oh, but we got to keep our faith and our trust in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. He's able today. Oh, I bless the Lord. God bless you today. Oh, God, I thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God again for you, and you. Amen. Thank God for this time. Thank God for all that the Lord is doing. Praise God. At this time, he's yet in the earth realm. Praise God. And David even said this, in my prosperity, I say, I shall never be moved. Praise God. I've been in the loneliness. I've been in the there in the wilderness. I've been in a dry and weary land. But, oh, I'm prospering now. I'm not on the downside. I'm on the upside. Praise God. And I say, I shall never be moved. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that word from Bishop Porter today. I tell you, being in a dry and thirsty place, are you in that dry and thirsty place today? We trust in that the word that came for today encourage you to get up out of that dry and thirsty place. Be encouraged today, because just like David in Psalm 62 was telling, and he said, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Again, he said, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Just like David was telling you what God is to him. And praising God, you can do the same thing today. Bring God back to his remembrance and all that he said he is. Trust and believe in him today. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said he will lift up that standard against them. Do you believe that today? Seek the word today like never before. Read, meditate, just like David was saying. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. You don't have to wait till nighttime to meditate on God. You meditate on him daily. You may be at your job right now going through. You can just sit there right now and say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Because you know you can't come to God anyway. You must repent. And today that's what we need to do. We need to stand in repentance. We need to ask God for forgiveness today in whatever it is that we have done, because all of us have sinned. None of us can cast no stone because we all have sinned, whether in thought, deeds, or in actions. So you know what? You may have walked away from Christ. You may say, there is no God. But let me tell you something. You go before God and you repent. And he will give you that peace. He will give you that comfort. He will give you that joy that you need. He will take you through today. So trust in God today like never before. Trust in God, not in the world, but trust in God. And know that God loves you today. Call upon his name. Share it today, right now, in the name of Jesus. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. So tell a friend, or you can also go visit our Facebook page at Logan International Ministries, and you can click on that link. You can share that link to in someone's messenger. You can tell them, listen to this broadcast today. Be blessed today and be encouraged.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I can let go
and
I can let God,
let
him
have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
God.
You can handle it all, yes,
let
man.
Go.
Let God.